Love, a force both gentle and mighty, has the extraordinary power to transform hearts and souls. It is a beacon of light that guides us through the darkest of storms, a force that reshapes us and the world around us. Imagine, if you will, the vast boundless ocean, a sea that knows no end, filled with countless mysteries and hidden depths. In its waves, we discover the essence of Jesus's earthly ministry, a ministry that washed over humanity like a cleansing rain, offering new life and hope. On this sacred day of Maundy Thursday, we gather in worship to commemorate Christ's humble and loving sacrifice for us, recognizing that his actions were firmly grounded in the profound and transformative power of love, a love that flows from the heart of our triune God. In the quietude of that upper room where the disciples gathered with their Lord, a remarkable event transpired. Jesus, knowing that his time had come, rose from the table and took a basin and a towel. He knelt before his disciples and began to wash their feet. Can you imagine the humility in his actions? The Son of God, the King of Kings, performing this simple act of service. In this humble act, he revealed a new way, a new paradigm of relationship with the divine, a way rooted in love. He said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." The commandment was clear. Love, selfless and unconditional love, was to be the hallmark of his followers. This was not just any love, but a love that mirrored his own, a love that transcended boundaries, a love that served and gave without expecting anything in return. Maundy Thursday challenges us to rethink our relationship with ourselves, God, and others. It invites us to see the face of God in one another and to be vessels of love, compassion, and service in a world often filled with division and discord. In this new way, we are called to join with Jesus in breaking down the barriers that separate us, to extend a hand of kindness to our neighbors, to offer the refreshment of grace and the cleansing of reconciliation, reflecting the triune nature of the divine, where grace, forgiveness, and love flow together. In recognizing the profound love that Christ offers us, we also acknowledge the gift of grace and forgiveness that he extends to each of us. As we open our hearts to his love, we find ourselves bathed in the waters of his grace, washed clean by the gift of his forgiveness. This act of grace, this embrace of forgiveness, empowers us to become instruments of love in the world. We are not only recipients of this divine love, we are invited to be conduits of it, reflecting the unity of the Holy Trinity. As we honor the legacy of Jesus Christ on this Maundy Thursday, let us remember that his commandment is not only about words, but about actions. It is about living out his love, his grace, and his forgiveness as we become beacons of hope in a world that so desperately needs it. May this Maundy Thursday be an invitation to join Jesus in lovingly and humbly serving the world around us. In the simplicity of love and service, we discover a profound connection with the divine, a connection that transcends time and place, and renews our spirits for the journey ahead.